Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
More than a few years ago, I'd say a good 10 years ago, my mother-in-law, we'll call her B for anonymity's sake. But B was living with me and my husband, her son, for a short period due to her ongoing medical issues at the time. We just felt it would be better for her to be with us for a while. Now let me inform you that B was not your typical mother-in-law. She was a serious addict and had been in and out of prison my husband's entire life. But in her older age and health issues, she had been in recovery for 8 years strong. When she was using her DOC, she would get so geeked up and she would stay awake for 4 to 5 days at a time, non-stop. When she would get like that, she would want to go and rouge old houses or abandoned houses, go through them and taking what she thought was anything of value. Well, one day, I had just walked in my front door to find a note on my kitchen table with what looked like a printout of a Google Earth image search. The note was from B. It stated that she was just playing around on Google Earth, looking around in the area we were currently living, and said she had found an abandoned house deep in the woods fairly close to our house. The house had no mailbox, no driveway, not even the remnants of a driveway. At least, not that the printout showed. So I got on Google Earth app myself, located the abandoned house, and nope, no driveway, no mailbox, not even a listed address. And the strangest part was the distance from the main road to the house would have been a good mile hike. There was no dirt road leading to the house, not even a foot trail. I'm not sure what possessed me, but I looked over at B and asked her, "You want to go find this house?" Needless to say, there was no hesitation on her part, and my genuine curiosity had gotten the best of me. So fast forward a few days, and the following weekend we set out to locate this abandoned house. The road that we had to be on in order to come semi-close to accessing the house was at the end of a residential suburban neighborhood. So we parked the car and started our hike through briars and poison oak and everything in between. It was a rough little hike, but about a good almost mile in, we both look up, and lo and behold, right there in the middle of this dense forest was a clearing, a little less than half a football field with a small simple little house with a small stone wall off to the side. I was shocked, to say the least. I looked over at B, and she had the expression of pure excitement all over her face. It didn't take her long to find a way into the house, and to start oohs and ahs. I decided to remain outside. I don't know, something just told me I didn't need to go in that house. So as I'm standing outside this abandoned house in the middle of nowhere, I walk over towards the old stone well just off the left of the house. I reached the opening to the well and peered down, not being able to see much. I stepped back and sat down on one of the big rocks right next to the well. I then, out of boredom, I guess, picked up a big stone and tossed it into the well, hearing the kerplunk as the stone tumbled down and hit the water at the bottom. So I stand up and I lean toward the well. With the most horrific, rotting, putrid smell hits me like a ton of bricks. The smell was so bad, it felt like it burned the inside of my nose. And let me tell you, it's that smell that once you've smelled it, you will never forget it. I dug my little flashlight out of my pocket and pointed it down the dark well. When I was able to focus on what I was actually looking at, I fell backwards as if I was pushed by an unseen force, falling flat on my butt. I'll never forget what I saw at the bottom of that well. Two elbows and the back of a head with long hair. That smell was the smell of a decaying human body. I don't think I've ever ran that fast in my life. I just took off, not even telling B I was leaving. I just started running and didn't stop until I reached the car. I sat in my car for about an hour just trying to process what I had just found and waited on B to figure out that I had already left. She finally made it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%. Meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Back to the car. With all the valuables she had found in hand. When she finally got in the passenger seat, I was as white as a ghost and was in shock. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her exactly what I found. Her jaw hit the floor, and she too turned as white as I was. I wasn't sure what to do, to be honest, so I simply drove to the closest store and called the non-emergency 911 line and explained what I had just found and how I stumbled onto it. Needless to say, the investigator thought me and B were basically full of crap, but he got in his car and followed us to the end of the neighborhood and explained that he would have to hike a good mile to find the abandoned house and the well where the body was. No more than 20 minutes later, we see police cars and the coroner van pull up at the end of the neighborhood. Eventually, they started to tape off the entire wooded area. As I'm just sitting in my car, asking one of the many officers there if B and I could leave, I look past the officer to see two people carrying out a black, completely zipped up body bag and placing it into the back of the coroner's van. I shuddered at the thought of who that person was or what could have happened to them. A few months later, I get a phone call from one of the detectives working on the body in the well case. She wanted to inform me that they were able to identify who the person in the well was. She was a 24-year-old female who had been reported missing out of a small town called Between, Georgia, 7 to 8 months ago. Between, Georgia was only an hour and a half drive without traffic from where her body was found. The craziest part is the multiple detectives on this case live and grew up in the area where the body was found, their entire lives, most of them being in their mid to late 50s, and not one of them have ever known about or heard about the abandoned house in the middle of the woods. This is my boyfriend's story, which he gave permission to share. It's about a very, very eerie encounter that nobody can really understand fully to this day. My boyfriend is an absolute skeptic, but he definitely does not claim to know what exactly happened either. For context, my boyfriend and I are from South Brazil. He was around 24 or 25 years old when this happened. He used to live in a big city and went out running almost every day. It was pretty much the same route, and he used to go through an old cemetery near his home. The neighborhood around his house and the cemetery was pretty dangerous, especially at night. He used to live in a very old building, kind of like the projects for working-class people who worked in factories built in the 50s. It's actually a Brazilian historical landmark and holds years of history. So on this day, he went running and entered the cemetery. It was a hot summer evening, around 5 p.m. The place would always close at 6. He was running by the back of the graveyard on a path surrounded by trees and headstones. There was a high hill between him and the entrance, which was high enough that he couldn't spot the entrance door or fence from where he was standing. Everything was fine and peaceful until he got to this spot, on the far end of the cemetery. He says he remembers hearing footsteps over his music, but never seeing anyone behind or in front of him. That was until the sudden moment that a voice called for him loud enough for him to stop and take his earphones off. He looks around, but sees nothing. Keeps running, going a bit slower. Then, as soon as he looks up the hill on his side, he sees a man there, staring and walking towards him. He was a very old man, probably late 70s, looking extremely thin and pale. My boyfriend recalls very clearly that the old man was wearing a ragged old-style mustard yellow shirt and khaki pants. The man was holding his ID in one hand, and a very decrepit suitcase in another. My boyfriend stopped moving and noticed that the man had an insane amount of sand and dirt on him, even though there wasn't any sand around. The man, still up on the hill, got very close to my boyfriend and kept repeating the same thing, over and over again.
"Hello, my name is Cicero, and I'm trapped in here. My name is Cicero, and I'm trapped. I can't leave. I'm trapped."
My boyfriend says that in the moment, he didn't feel threatened or scared, just a bit confused with the man's appearance and strange behavior. Cicero kept holding his ID in front of him, but the piece of paper was so dirty that my boyfriend couldn't read anything. When he finally understood what Cicero was saying, my boyfriend started pointing out the exit, which was straight over the hill to the opposite side, or through the side part he was running on. The whole time he was saying this, Cicero kept looking at him intently, kind of half listening, still holding his ID card in front of him. Once my boyfriend stopped talking, Cicero began saying he was trapped here and that he couldn't leave this place. My boyfriend was getting annoyed, and he simply thought at the time that this was a very confused old man and repeated the same explanation. He then resumed walking down the path again. Cicero kept repeating his words, but he then asked something else. His voice got very desperate at this point. He said,
"Please help me. I want to leave, but I'm trapped. I don't know how. Please help me."
It was then that my boyfriend started getting a little spooked. He glanced over again, and Cicero was still standing on the hill above him. My boyfriend says that there was so much sand on the man that some was spilling on the ground near him. Cicero had big, scared eyes, like he had seen so much and actually needed help. My boyfriend then stopped walking. There was absolutely no one around, and it was getting darker. He decided to speak to Cicero from a distance. Very calmly, my boyfriend explained over and over again how to access the exit, and suggested that maybe Cicero could also try going through a metal fence that had lots of holes in it, if he so preferred. After a moment of silence, Cicero lowered his ID. My boyfriend thought that he would get angry or violent, but Cicero just smiled and said very peacefully,
"Okay, thank you very much."
Then Cicero turned around and left, walking the opposite side and disappearing down the hill. My boyfriend was scared by this point, because he was thinking about his eerie surroundings, the strangeness of the man's demeanor, and also the fast approaching darkness. He remembers thinking that the weirdest thing about it, apart from all the sand and tattered clothes, was that it was incredibly easy to leave the cemetery. It wasn't a big or confusing place, and it had only one huge metal entrance. So my boyfriend ran pretty fast and left, right before a guy closed up the doors with a padlock. He looked around to see if Cicero got out, but didn't see anyone. He then says that he got home and told his mom, who's a very religious woman. She was absolutely certain that Cicero was a spirit trapped in the place and the body was buried. Her theory is that the man had been there for years, since his clothes were old style, and the place that they lived in had had a lot of violent deaths over the years. My boyfriend also recalls feeling incredibly creeped out over the next few weeks. He experienced sudden urges or sadness and despair out of nowhere, especially at night. He used to sleep with his windows open because of the heat, but started closing them after he heard, more than once, some hushed male voices outside in the middle of the night. He never went back to that cemetery alone and took a long time to return. Nobody else he told this story to knew about Cicero or ever saw someone resembling him. Now, of course, we know this encounter could be explained as a confused person who needed help, but the way Cicero asked for help and the way his old clothes looked like they were fresh from the grave haunts my boyfriend to this day. I just hope Cicero found his way in the end.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.